Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 62 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0100 hours. Rain. 62 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Flood warning. Frost advisory. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Golf Alpha testing the receiver.
Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning.
KFAGHJ monitoring.
Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County, and I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now.
This is an 8 NPN. And we'll start Beaver Township in and out.
Okay, Doug, I got you in there. You're pretty weak coming in tonight, but we did get you as in and out. Any other in and out mobile or short time stations? Okay, do I have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations? Please call now. Okay, we'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw. No traffic.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec. KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. No traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Bravo Delta Quebec. Jeff in Saginaw. No traffic.
This is
KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
KDA-TAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
KKCI, Justin Oakley, no traffic.
Okay, we had N8NTN, Doug, who was in and out from our regular check-ins. We had KC8VOA, KEA-PCQ, KEA-BDQ, KF8EDQ, KD8PAZ, and K8KCI. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net or any corrections?
No, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we got you in there, Dave. Any other check-ins for the net?
KF8GHJ, in and out. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo.
Okay, the in and out station, can you repeat your call one more time for me?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Hotel Juliet.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any other regular check-ins for the net? Okay, well, we got a good net started for tonight. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Kind of a tale of two cities. It wasn't too bad yesterday, a little warmer yesterday, and then today it continually got cooler. At one point, it was snowing in my backyard. I had big flakes and only lasted for a few minutes, but it's just a reminder Mother Nature isn't done with her antics. So. And we have a freeze warning out for tonight. Temperatures, I guess, down in the upper 20s. So if you have any sensitive plants that are outside, you'll need to cover those up or they probably won't last the night. So, again, a reminder, Mother Nature left the freezer door open here and forgot to close it, I guess. All right, first up on the list tonight, we have KC8VOA and then standby KE8PCQ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody is staying high and dry, and hopefully things are going well. Not a whole lot of action. I did not get out and do the Michigan QSO, but been busy with family and other things going on here, and everything is going well. So other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, KC8VOA.
Well, Rick, you didn't miss much on the Michigan QSO party. It was a rough day. I listened to the bands earlier in the day. Heard nothing. Doesn't matter which band I was on. I looked at the scope. The scope had nothing. I heard nothing. I'm thinking, well, okay, hopefully at noon things picked up. It didn't. I think I got 9 contacts. I didn't spend much time on it. I think a total of 20 minutes. Even Dave, I talked to NADRL. He was running 500 watts. I was running 100 watts. I could barely hear him. And then there was other people he was talking to, and he had to have them keep repeating their call multiple times because it was just not very good for band conditions yesterday, and that's too bad. I was kind of looking forward. I'd only made 20 contacts last year, and I sat down just a little afternoon and prepared to spend several hours, and after about 20 minutes of looking through the bands, I gave up. I came back a little later, and then finally it picked up after 6 o'clock, and I got a few more. So, all right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, Dave, standby KC8BDQ.
KC8VOA in the group. Well, Ron, thanks for running the net tonight. That's great. And shout out to Clayton. I believe I heard he'll be on the net tonight. That's a great thing. Today, same way. Turned the radio on and it was like nothing. I mean, crickets could have made more noise. I don't know what was going on. And I only run 100 watts, so, I mean, it didn't matter if you ran a 1 or 5. You just didn't have anything going. So we decided to take the dogs out for a walk, and of course it snowed. and that water coming off the bay is just so cold. And, you know, it just mixes with the atmosphere, and boy, you just don't know what you're getting. With that said, KE8, PCQ, back to net.
Yeah, I haven't listened. I listened a little bit before I got on the net here, and just seeing, and there was a few on 40 meters tonight, but not much. And yeah, like I said, it was pretty brutal yesterday. And that's too bad. You never know what you're going to get from day to day. You can go down there and the bands are a-hopping, and at 20 minutes later, you have nothing. So it is what it is. All right, next up on the list, KCA-BDQ. Jeff, stand by KF8-EDQ. Good evening, Jeff. Good to hear you. KCA-BDQ. Jeff, are you there? Okay, we'll come back to him. He might have had radio trouble, got called away for a moment. Next up on the list, KF8-EDQ, Mike, and then we'll do a station break.
KC8YVF, KF8-EDQ. Yeah, roger that, Ron. It's a beautiful day today. I was expecting a little bit of rain. I didn't see any rain, but I also took a nap, so I might have missed it. Yeah, it was just a normal week this week, and we went and walked some dogs at the shelter this weekend and tried to relax. I've got an upcoming trip, so I'm going to be missing next week's net, and I leave Friday, and I don't come back until the following Saturday, real late. So, yeah, that's about it. I haven't had my radio on. I have the cable unplugged because we were having storms there, and I just haven't plugged it back in. So, good to hear everybody in there. We'll pass it back to net control, KFA-EDQ.
All right, Mike, yeah, I came down here tonight, and I turned on the radios, and I wasn't getting anything, and I'm thinking, well, what the heck's going on? And then I happened to look up, and my antennas are still disconnected. I never reconnected them from the thunderstorms earlier in the week. I didn't come down. Like I said, I usually only get on Sunday night, Monday night on 2-meter, and then the HF. They're trying to over the weekend on Saturday, but... Yeah, I'm walking in and say, oh, well, that would be the problem. If you don't have the antennas hooked up, you're not going to get a whole lot. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins, please call now.
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Moon. Good evening.
Okay, got you on the list, Bob. We'll be down to you shortly. Next up on the list, Mini, KD8PAZ, standard by K8KCI. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. I didn't do really too much. Did go and see my youngest granddaughter's and her husband's the house that they just bought. They got a lot of work to do on it before they can move in, but they've got about a month and a half to get everything done because that's when their lease is up on their apartment. But they're pretty happy about it. It's a good size house. My house would fit inside of theirs. So anyway, other than that, after we left there, we went to Mancino's for dinner and had a good steak sandwich there. And I did put another puzzle together, but I haven't got it on Facebook yet. Having trouble getting them on there now that I got this new Kindle. I got to talk to my grandson and see if he can help me get them on there. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny. Yeah, I imagine he'll get you figured out so you can get those things back up there again. I like looking at all of those. Those are... pretty amazing, some of the puzzles that you put together, that people come up with to make the puzzles out of. Some really neat pictures and some challenging photos as well. All right, next up on the list, KCI, stand by WATW. Good evening, Jeff. KAKCI, you're up next. Okay, looks like we're having problems with the Jeffs tonight. We'll go on down to Dave, and then we'll come back pick them up. WADW, go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, WADW. Yeah, the Mission Inclusive Party was, the bands were pretty bad. Dave did pretty good, though. He's got a 205 contacts he ended up with. I end up with 176, so with the VWV added to equal 2, we actually ended up with a little over 550 QSTO points, so that's good. I'm not sure about the multipliers. I haven't got the info from Dave yet. Thought it was going to be a pretty good day. Actually, it started right out the first 20 minutes. I had 18 contacts the first 20 minutes. So it was really good, but then after that it fell apart. I called CQ quite a bit, and I actually ended quite early. Kept on watching the display on the 7610, and about 11 o'clock there was only three of us in the portion of the band that I was looking at, so we hung it up about quarter after 11, but ended up with not very many Michigan sections. I think probably... well, 25 altogether on my end. I'm not sure about Dave, so we'll have to get that together. Give me a second here. I'll fire that. Yeah, well, still waiting for Dave. Dave's he's going to email me the his log, and we'll put that together. We actually worked multi, so I noticed last year there was only three stations that worked multi. So we'll see what we end up with. We should probably end up with, I'm thinking about 30 to 40,000 points, so it shouldn't be that awful bad, but most of the our multipliers were out of state. Actually, I got 80 meters opened up a little bit and worked into Washington State, Oregon, and on 80 meters last night, so it wasn't bad. I was running 100 watts. I had the amplifier ready to go, but my thought on the amplifier is I was having problems copying them the way I had it, so they were hearing me, so I figured, well, if I kick it up and I get more stations, I'm not going to be able to hear them anyway, so I just run by 100 watts. That's about it. Turn it back to you there, KCAYVF, WADW.
Yeah, Dave, I know I could hear some stations, but they were so far down in the noise, I really couldn't copy their call sign. So the call CQ, it really wouldn't help me because I have a hard time hearing the call signs anyhow, and I'd have to have them keep repeating. And I know, Dave, listening to him a couple of times, that he had a hard time copying some of them as well. And I got him on 40 and 80s. I gave him a couple of contacts, and they were two of my eight, so, at least the weather was kind of raining out. I felt be able to spend a few hours to sit downstairs or even, an hour here and an hour there and that, and like I said, it just wasn't worth it, so. All right, next up on the list, KEHCB, standby N8KPR.
Everything's doing kind of fine around here. The weather turned a little crappy. Trees finally blooming. Got some nice weather coming. Had to get some surgery done. So now I'm on, not allowed to do anything for 4 weeks. So my projects are kind of on hold. But not too bad. KEHCB, back over to Net Operator.
All right, Clayton, thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll be back around to you here in the 73 round. NAKPR, you're up next, and then we'll go back to the Jeffs if we got them back in. Go right ahead, Bob.
Good evening, everybody. It's Bob, NAKPR. We're in Frankenmuth. Yeah, we had some snow showers here today. Not snow showers, more like, what do they call it, scrapple, I think it's called. Had a couple rounds of that, pretty heavy too at times. And yeah, the HF bands have been horrible Saturday and Sunday. It's I hunt POTA, and I don't sit here all day doing it, obviously, but you know, I'll come down here and just check the internet, you know, check the computer, see what's out there, and see if I can make contact. And you know, they are on the computer, but I couldn't hear anything. I think, all day today, I made three contacts. On a good day, I'd do that in 5 minutes, you know. So, yeah, it was horrible. And yesterday wasn't much better. Well, actually, it wasn't any better. I think I was just here, down here, more than I was today. But other than that, yeah, the bands were horrible. Oh, I did hear KDAC, somebody using our club call. Heard that. I think I only heard it once, so. But 20 meters. What else? Oh, I have a new, well, relatively new, Baofeng radio. It's the 5RM, it's a 10-watt version. Has a GMRS on it and 2 meters and 440. But anyways, I have no voice. I can't hear anything on receive, on 2 meters. I used to be able to, but I can't now. I can, the electronic voice on a radio when it tells you, you know, what you're doing, that works. FM broadcast works. But any of the other frequencies that I can transmit on, I have no receive on it. The light comes on, I throw a carrier, the green light comes on, the red light comes on, but I have no noise, no voice on it. But if anybody's got an idea, let me know. Back to Night Control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob, sounds like an issue I have with one of my radios. I can transmit. I can bring up the repeater. If I listen on another radio, I can hear it, you know, and get in. But if anybody calls back to me, I don't hear it. So the receive side of the radio is not working. And this has AM/FM radio on it. The FM radio works, so I hear that broadcasting. I get that sound. But on at least the 2-meter side, I got 440 on it, but I don't have any 440 frequencies programmed in it. But on the 2-meter, yeah, it'll transmit. Get into the repeater, bring it up. But anybody talking back to me, I don't hear. So I've still got to get that radio. It's in my motorcycle, the old motorcycle. I got to get it out of there and get it sent into Yaesu and see if they're still able to fix it or what's going on with it. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, let's go back to the Jeff's KCA-BDQ. Jeff, are you in there? Okay, K8KCI. K8KCI, Jeff, are you in there?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that. I was trying something on a crossband receiver, but it didn't work. Anyways, yesterday was a sad day. Yes, it was. I actually went out and used my mobile, my little POTA set up, and I had a new ham stick that I got for 20 meters, so I kind of hooked that up, threw some radios on it, threw it in the sand, and actually did pretty good. I talked to guys in Kansas and Georgia and Newfoundland. That was probably my biggest, and they were reporting pretty good signals, so really different. Maybe it was just the way the ball was bouncing off the clouds, you know, that works. But after all, everything was done, it was good. I come back home, and yeah, as soon as dark comes, 80 meters kicked up, and I ended up with 20-some contacts, or 328 points. So I turned it in and charged the club, so club ought to be getting, it ain't much, but everything helps. So other than that, yeah, it snowed here a couple times, and we just don't know, and one big boom of lightning and thunder, so that was it. Okay, KCI, back to you. Net Control.
All right, Jeff, yeah, I know. I came back down a little later at night, and 80 meter was opened up a little bit, and I made probably five of the contacts that I got on 80 meters there later at night. But it was like 9 o'clock as it was, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to sit down here and do any more. I was doing stuff throughout the day in between. Like I said, I was doing some 3D printing. I'd come down to check the plate. I'd sit down at the radio. I'd spend 10 minutes or so going through the bands. Really didn't hear anything, so I'd go back and do something else, come back in an hour, and that's basically what I did. I wasn't going to sit there and just spin the dial and not hear anything for a while, but That's kind of the way I am, I guess. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list. KCA VOA, stand by KEA PCQ. Go right ahead, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. And this weekend I did get a couple new radios in. I got a couple of the new Bofang UV5R Mini B, which has got the bigger battery on it, a little nicer keypad on it, and so forth. I like the little Mini that's kind of small and easier to function, and it's got a good loudspeaker, and it does receive. So I am, for what it cost, it seems to be pretty good, so hopefully it lasts for a little while. And with that, I'm also working on some APRS stuff. Hopefully I make a little headway on that. And I'm going to say 73, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Take care. Hopefully we hear you on the net tomorrow night. KCAVOA, back to KCYVF.
All right, Rick. Well, you got a few projects done there. For me, I finally finished up my air quality monitor, the 3D print crowdfunding project that I had. I had to wait for a couple of cables to come in. The one, I tried some alternatives, couldn't get those to work. So one of the other companies got the original cables back in, and they came in middle of last week, so I finally got a chance to sit down and finish putting it together. I'm still missing one sensor. I got a CO sensor that I haven't received yet. It's been on back order since February 4th. I checked the site. They're saying should ship around the end of May. So I'll have to take it apart again to get that sensor put in. The cabling's already there. It's just pull the box apart, put that in, plug it in, and then it should be ready to go. Got the software updated on it. I had two revisions from the original. Wouldn't let me go right from the first version to the third version. I had to do the second version in between, and that went through, and then upgrade to version 3 of the software, and that went through. So that project's done of my three crowds funding. The next thing, I got to circle back here and work on my train project that I had, the Christmas train, that I wasn't able to get to work. So we'll try on that maybe next weekend to finish that project up, or at least try to make some headway on it. All right, next up on the list, KEA-PCQ, stand by KF8-EDQ. Go right ahead, Dave.
KC8-VOA on the group. Well, on a positive note today, we threw a whole pile of chicken wings on the Traeger and baked beans and salad and kind of had that for dinner. Boy, that was good. I mean, it really was. So we got enough left. We can have dinner tomorrow night. Not enough to feed the group here, but we're close. With that said, everybody have a good week. 73 and KC8-PCQ. We'll be back tonight.
All right, Dave, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm working on a project here. We're process of remodeling the office in the house. I've spent the last three weekends cleaning out paperwork out of the filing cabinet. I had stuff back 20 years plus. So I have like 8 boxes of shredding to do. I have been filling the recycling bin up to the top. It's full again. And I still got 5 or 6 boxes worth of recycling that'll slowly get each week or every other week go out to the curb. So getting a little progress. We got part of the carpet tore out and got just temporarily some of the furniture we bought to go in there just to get it out of my living room. And so next week, again, we'll get a little bit more of the carpet out, and we'll continue to do that. And then everything will have to come out once again once we go to get the new flooring in. So it's kind of a weekend project here, a little bit each week to tackle the different parts of that. But it was good kind of get some of that old paperwork out of there. Some of that stuff in there, like I said, was 20, 30 years old, and it was collecting dust and space and didn't need to be there any longer. All right, next up on the list, KF8EDQ, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Jeff, Mike.
Yeah, thanks again, Ron. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks for letting me in, and this is KF8EDQ. Yeah, we're just, I've got a shortened week this week. I work Monday through Thursday, and then I took Friday and the next week off. I'm going to Spain, so I'm pretty excited. I've never been there before. We're taking a Camino trip. It's a walking adventure from probably one of the most northern cities in Portugal is where I'm starting the trip. It's Valenza, Portugal, and I'm walking 70 some odd miles north to Santiago de Compostela. And it's a pilgrimage trip to go visit some cathedrals, and I'll be taking plenty of pictures. So, I'll share those at the next. If anybody wants to see them, you can ask. But other than that, it'll be pretty standard week. But I can't wait to take a break from work and take a nice vacation. So it's good to hear everybody in there, and we'll catch you tomorrow. This is KF8EDQ back to net control.
All right, Mike, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've only been to Europe once, and that was many years ago, back when I was in college. I was part of a college trip to Romania for 3 weeks, so it's the only time I've been in Europe. One stop in the Netherlands for refueling, and then on to Romania, and that's been it. So we're hoping to get a cruise lined up here in the next couple of years. My cousin and wife are going on a cruise to Ireland. So they said, hey, why don't you come along? So I'm going to look into doing that. See, I think it's next year, 27 or 28. So I got to get back with them and see what's going on there. So anyhow, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Well, I've got to take my truck over tomorrow and have the guy fix it. He said he'd have it about 4 days to do it. So anyway, my daughter's going to drop off her one car so I can use that for the week. So other than that, that's about all that's going on this week. Talk to everybody tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, well, I'm glad you got another vehicle to be able to use. Yeah, stuck at home with no wheels for a while. That's no fun at all. And we have to drop my wife's car off tomorrow night at the body shop. Back in March, middle of March, is when we figure it happened, somebody ran into the front of the car, broke the bumper cover, and broke out one of her driving lights, daytime running lights. So turned that into the insurance company, got the all the estimates, all of that stuff. So we'll drop that off tomorrow night when I get out of work so they can start on it. They're supposed to have the parts in and start on it Tuesday. I don't know how long it'll take. I imagine probably at least a week toward the end of the week or so, but we'll wait and find out. But we do have an extra car, so at least she's not stuck at home. We're good in that regards. All right, KC8YVF for the Michigan net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, next up on the list, KAKCI, stand by WADW. Good evening again, Jeff.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody else. And I guess not too much, like you say. Just I was really happy with the with the little POTA with them ham sticks. That kind of lets me be a little bit more portable, pull in, and make some contacts at some of the parts. So just the options, but they seem to work, and that's the main thing. But adding the radios definitely is a plus. So other than that, we'll say 73s, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow night. This is KCI. We'll be clear and back to net control. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Jeff, and you were talking about hamstick. It just jogged my memory here. One of the other guys, Tom in the group, in the Saginaw group, sent me a text of a link. If you remember last year or so, MFJ closed shop. Well, they had also purchased several other brands during the time they were in business, and they are selling two of those brands to a company in Indiana. So Cushcraft antenna and high gain antennas have been sold. They are transferring the property, the name, the all of the manufacturing equipment to this company in Indiana, and so they will take over developing and manufacturing Cushcraft and high gain antennas. They are going down to Mississippi, where the MFJ facilities were, to pick up the manufacturing equipment and everything else and driving it back. It said it will take a couple of weeks to haul all the things from Mississippi up to Indiana. They purchased a new building in a small town close to where their normal facility is, and they will be setting up operation for those two brands in that other building. So that's good news in that regard, that at least some of the brands, the Cushcraft and the high gain antennas, will continue on. Okay, next up on the list, W8DW, standby KE8CD. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, W8DW. Yeah, I'm just looking at the logs already turned in. Right now, we're for our KEAC Malty, right now we're sitting in second place, and it's pretty solid second place. There's only three stations that have reported in Malty, or about two stations right now. Three stations just reported in Malty. And we haven't got ours in yet, but by the score we got that I know we have, we're probably going to be pretty close to second place. But I think that's probably all that were turned in last year was three or four stations. So anyway, that's good. It looks like most of the scores look pretty low. There's a couple of them really high. I cannot believe the number of CUSA points that a couple of them have got. Actually, I think the one is over in the thumb area, but I'm not sure how many people are involved in that, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's all I got. 7-3. Everyone have a good one. Yeah, the weather's a little better, a little chilly, but it's dry. I do have camping reservations for this next weekend up at Harrisville. I did get a notice so that they have some flooding, so I'm going to probably make a call, see what happens, what's going on there. And then the following week is going to be the Cadillac swap, and it appears that part of the campground in Cadillac is flooded. The road to the north of the campground that is along the channel is underwater. It looks like the other side of the river, the lake, going towards town is water's right up to the river or up to the road, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, back in there, Ron, KC8YVF, W8DW.
Yeah, Dave, there's a lot of water everywhere, and I meant the MS Walk in Frankenmuth is still about 3 weeks away, but they had water basically up to the pavilion or in the pavilion on that side, because that's the lower side of the river there. It sits down in that valley, and all of that was flooded. The parking lot that we normally park in across from the current pavilion there was all underwater from photos. The parking lot that sits to the north and kind of behind it was underwater. So we can do away with the rain. We're supposed to have dry weather this week. So hopefully we get a chance for that to dry out, and we can get that event off this year. All right, KEHCD, standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Clayton. KEHCD, are you still in there?
KEHCD, pass.
Okay, thanks, Clayton. Last up on the list, NAKPR. Go right ahead, Bob.
This is NAQPR. Yeah, the pavilion's okay. They had 80s fest there this weekend. The water's receded somewhat. I'm sure things are still pretty mushy around there, but it's down. They had the 80s fest at the pavilion Saturday night there. And there were thousands of people there, so I know the pavilion's okay. Other than that, not much going on. I'm just thankful that we're not getting any more rain for the next 4 or 5 days. Not till Friday, I guess. So that's a good thing. I got my yard needs to get dried out. I need to get the grass cut. There's some spots that I had standing water in. I walked out there. It's still pretty gushy. So we'll let that dry out a few more days and see what happens. But other than that, thanks for doing that, Ron. And we'll talk to everyone tomorrow night. Back to Nick and Charles. This is NAQPR.
Well, thanks, Bob, for the information on the pavilion down there. Yeah, I know a lot of water receded, but I still said there was flooding in areas. So, yep, hopefully everything dries out. And then come August, we'll be begging for the rain and won't get it. But that's the way it goes. We get too much at one time and not enough at another. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, do I have any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 12 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:43 and turning the repeater back to normal amateur use. Good evening, everyone. 73, and have a good week. KC8YVF clear.
Flood warning. Good evening. 20:00. Sunny. 42 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 21:00. Clear. 38 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 22:00. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Updated weather. Freeze warning. Good evening. 23:00. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning.